"I know I'm withdrawing," she said, "but when he gets excited or angry, he shouts, and I'm so intimidated that I pull into my shell and don't say anything." She was of German background, he Italian, married about 4 years. And yes, they did have a problem. A wise counselor suggested they set aside 10 minutes every morning before the children got up. The first morning, she could talk about any subject she chose for the whole 10 minutes. He was not to interrupt or respond to what she had said until the next morning. Then he could respond and introduce another subject if he wished. She had to wait to answer until the third morning. It took months to get everything out that she had bottled up inside, but eventually she could express what she was feeling without fear of his shouting, and after 24 hours he was able to stay somewhat calm in his response. Today, they're one of the happiest couples we know.
Proverbs 15:1 says, "A soft answer turns away wrath." This would seem a very simple thing to practice, but for some, it takes a lot of work. Raising one's voice is often a hindrance to true communication, but the habit of interrupting is perhaps an even bigger problem. How many times have you been with a couple when it's storytelling time? The wife is urging the husband to tell his favorite story, and finally, he begins. But he leaves out something, and she interrupts him.
"Honey, don't forget the part about..."
So he backtracks and puts that part in. Then he really gets into it and puts in something he's never said before, and again she interrupts him.
"Now, sweetheart, don't get carried away."
The third time she interrupts his story, he turns to her disgusted and says, "Why don't you finish it?" Interrupting another person is a disturbing habit, yet many people are unaware when they do it. Speaking gently and being careful not to interrupt are part of what Solomon is saying in Proverbs 17:27. "A man of knowledge uses words with restraint." And the God who said, "Be quick to listen, slow to speak, and slow to become angry," will give us grace. The grace to respond softly and the grace to listen without interrupting.